Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 15. Hello, my name is Peng Mark.
Hello, my name is Pan Yongqing.
Welcome back to Coffee Break Chinese. We're delighted to be here.
欢迎来到 Coffee Break Chinese. 很高兴和大家一起学习中文。
很高兴和大家一起学习中文。Something like that. I'm getting there. Every time I'll get a little bit better, hopefully. We are delighted to be back with another episode of Coffee Break Chinese. This time we're going to be looking at something that's very important in Chinese, and that is numbers. Now, we've already covered numbers in some way, but we're going to take that a little further today and look at numbers, days of the week, months of the year, saying the year, and all that kind of thing.
Indeed. Exciting.
Are we ready to get started? 准备好了？
好了。
Okay, now in our previous lesson, we learned how to count from 1 to 10, and I hope our listeners can remember how to do that.
But can you remember, Mark?
I hope so.
Okay, have a go then.
Okay, I'm going to start with 0, because I think 0 is important too, and I think that's 零.
很好。
And then we go 一二三四五六七八九十。
Perfect. Well done.
Are my tones okay?
非常好。
Okay, good stuff. Now, the great thing about Chinese numbers is that we can go on further than 10 just by using those same numbers. So 11 becomes 10-1. 十一，
对，
十一，
对，
or 15 perhaps would be 十五，
对，
and so on. When it gets to 20, mm-hmm. it's not too difficult.
No,
20 would be
2 tens.
二十，
非常好。
I was funny with my tones there. 二十，
非常好。
That would be fourth tone and then second tone. 二十，and then 30, 三十，
对。
40 would be?
四十。
四十。And then, so on. We don't need to go through all of these numbers again. We did reach 100 last time. And I seem to remember that 100 would be bai.
Bai.
I got the tone wrong, so it should be third tone then. Bai. Have we done a word that is bai?
No.
Am I getting mixed up with bay?
Correct.
So that's it's written in pinyin B-E-I as opposed to B-A-I for 100. And bay was when we were ordering a cup of something.
一杯咖啡。
一杯咖啡, so a cup of coffee, rather than 100 cups of coffee, which might be, we would certainly be ready for anything after 100 cups of coffee. Okay, so 100 then would be?
一百。
一百。And then, am I right in thinking that we need to add something else before we go on to the one?
Yes.
101.
That's right. 101.
101. Mm-hmm. And so on. 102. Mm-hmm. And let's say 110. 110.
110.
Ah, okay, so we need to do 110.
Yes.
110.
Right.
So 110. Would 120 be 120?
Right.
Oh, okay. Right. So far, so good. Let's do a little practice of numbers from 100 onwards then, Crystal. Can you give our listeners and me some numbers to translate?
Okay. 178.
Let's hear that again.
178.
Okay, I think this is 100 and 78.
对。
七十八。Sorry, I did the wrong tone again there. So, 178.
非常好。
Okay, let's have another one.
Uh-huh. 465.
Let's hear it again.
四 百六十五。
So there you're talking about 四百, which would be 400.
Mm-hmm.
六十五, so that's 65?
对。
Okay, give me one in English to go into Chinese.
998.
Oh, okay, 998.I'll give this a go. 九百九十八。
太棒了。
Okay, right. Numbers, as we've suggested, are extremely important. Let's take it one digit further and go into 1,000.
That's easy. One is still one. 一 thousand is 千。
千。
Q-I-A-N.
Okay, so written in pinyin would be chen, Q-I-A-N, and a first tone. And of course, one, when it's a first tone on its own, would be yi. But then when we combine that, just the same with yi bai and
yi chen.
Yi chen, so it becomes a fourth tone. Yi chen, 1,000. So if 1,000 is yi chen, would 2,000 be r chen?
Correct. You could also say 两千.
So that's the 两, which is the version of 2 that we use when we're counting things, when using a measure word. So if it were 2,000 cups of tea, we would say 两千杯茶.
对对对.
That's a lot of tea.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So would we use the same format if we're saying, for example, the date? This year's 2017. So would we say 2017?
No. Here's good news about learning Chinese. When it comes to the year, how do you tell? You just read digit by digit. For example, 2017, you don't have to say 2017. That's very complicated. You just read every digit by digit. For example, 2017.
So that's just 2017.
And you add the year in Chinese, 年.
Let's hear that again.
年, N-I-A-N, second tone.
年,
mm-hmm.
年. Okay, so 2017 would be 2017.
And then you add the
年.
Year.
年.
对.
Okay, so 2017年.
非常好。
Okay, right. We'll come back to years a little later because I think we should learn how to say when our birthdays are, for example, and also look at different years or different specific dates when maybe certain things happened. But before we do that, I think we should also learn the words for days of the week and months of the year. Let's do the days of the week first. Mm-hmm. Are they difficult in Chinese?
Not at all.
Good. That's always the thing I want to know.
So the important word you need to know here is 星期,
星期,
星期 means week.
Right.
Yeah. So Monday is first day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So you see week one. 星期一,
星期一. So that's just like saying week, then the number one,
that's
which
right.
represents Monday.
That's right.
Okay.
So guess 星期二.
I'm guessing that would be Tuesday.
Correct. Guess another one. 星期六.
That would be Friday? No.
Liu.
That's six, Saturday.
That's right.
Okay, so 星期六, Saturday. Let's go through all of the days then. So Monday.
星期一.
星期一.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday.
星期二.
星期二. Wednesday.
星期三，
星期三 ，and Thursday，
星期四，
星期四 ，okay Friday，
星期五，
星期五 ，and Saturday，
星期六。
星期六 and Sunday?
You guess?
星期七
That's logic, but no.
Oh, right. It's too good to be true, obviously, then.
Sunday is unique here.
Uh-huh.
You could say weekday plus a day. It's a 天. So, 星期天. 天 can also mean sky.
Is that the same 天 as in 天安门?
对,
okay. 对. What are the tones there for 天安门 again?
天安门. First, second.
天安门, so that's the same, is it heaven?
Yeah, heaven.
Heaven, okay. Yeah. 天安门, but here we're saying 星期天, all first tones.
Yeah.
And did you say there's an alternative?
There's another one, 星期日, 日 means day in traditional Chinese,
mm-hmm.
or ancient Chinese.
星期日.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like saying week, day again. So
yeah.
both can mean day then.
Yeah.
日 and 天, 星期日, 星期天. Is there a preference?
No, they can be used interchangeably.
Okay, good stuff. Right, that's the days of the week then, and it's always good to know that our numbers are coming in to be useful once more. Let's have a little break before we learn the months of the year. But I kind of, maybe I'm going to guess that the months of the year aren't too difficult either.
No.
Okay, we'll look forward to that then. We'll be back in just a moment. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Welcome back. We are learning the days of the week, the months of the year, so that we can talk about dates, and there may even be some time later to do some time too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can look at the months of the year. You were explaining that days of the week, we say week, then the number one.
That's right.
Can we use a similar format for the months of the year?
That would be too good, right?
It would be too good to be true. Yeah, okay. Explain what happens here.
It comes to yue, month.
Yeah.
You put the number first, and then you put the month after that.
But we can still use our numbers.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, okay, so
yeah.
We don't have to learn other words or anything like that.
No. For example, here, month is yue, y-u-e, four stone.
Yue.
Mm-hmm. So January, you put first is the number yi, and then you put the month, yue, yi-yue.
Yi-yue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so would February be r-yue?
Yue.
Okay, let's see if I can go through these. So March, I'll say it, but then you say it again, so that our listeners can get the proper pronunciation. Would it be for March, 三月?
Too good. I don't need to say it. 三月.
Okay. What about April would be 四月?
四月.
And May, 五月.
五月.
June, 六月.
六月.
Then July, 七月.
七月.
August, 八月.
八月.
September would be the ninth month, so we're going to say 九月.
九月.
And October, the 10th month, 十月.
十月.
Now, the 11th month, November, would that be 十一月?
十一月.
When you say that month altogether, do you stop in between each syllable or do you just run it all together?
Together.
How would you normally say November?
十一月.
十一月.
Yeah, altogether.
Altogether. And then the 12th month of the year, December, would that be 十二月?
对, 十二月.
Okay. 十二月, 12th month. Okay, so we've got days, mm-hmm. we've got months, all seems to make sense, and we've got the year,
mm-hmm.
Because with the year you've explained that we just see the digits individually, yeah. and that gives us the yeah. digits. So does this mean then that we can actually come up with the date? We can say today, mm-hmm. I think we know the word for today, is it 今天?
对,今天.
So today is, can we use 是. Oh, this is making sense, yes. So today is, now let's think about the date that this lesson will be published. Mm-hmm. I think it will be the 14th of June 2017, assuming everything goes according to plan. So let's see, how would we say the 14th of June 2017, Crystal?
Logically, if you just follow the English version, you say the date first and the month and the year. However, in Chinese, we always start with the biggest concept and then you move down to smaller concepts.
We've heard about that before. Yeah.
Correct. So in this case, you start to say the year 2017.
Mm-hmm.
You read 2 first.
Yep.
R and 0, 零, and then 1, 一, and then 7, 七, and then you add the word 年 for year.
Year, okay.
So 年. You get 2017年.
Okay.
And then you move down to month, yeah?
So this is June, it's the sixth yeah. month.
六月.
Do we have to put in a word for month there?
月 is the month.
Oh, of course, yeah, right enough, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then the day.
Then the day.
Which is the 15th.
14th.
The 14th, sorry, yeah. I'm a day late.
14号.
So there we add in the word for the day. Mm. How? Mm. I think you told me there was another word for 日. That's right. Okay, so can I try saying today is the 14th, let's be correct, the 14th of June 2017. 今天是2017年6月10号. If it's not 日, it should be
好.
How. Okay, so those are both fourth tone. How or 日. Let me try that one more time. 今天是2017年6月14号.
很好.
So today is the 14th of June 2017. Now we're going to be practicing these dates in our bonus episode when it comes time to do some translations. And we'll talk a little more about some other dates. How would we say my birthday is and give a particular date?
Mm-hmm. So you need to learn birthday first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 生日.
生日.
We have learned 日 means day.
Day, yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Okay. 生 meaning something to grow or something to give birth.
Okay.
Yeah.
生日.
So the day you were born.
Could we ever say 生号?
No, you can't. Okay.
So in this case, we've got to use 日.
Yeah.
So my birthday, would that be 我的生日? So my birthday and then is 是,
uh-huh,
yeah?
Uh-huh.
我的生日是. Okay, I'm going to have a go and see if I can say the correct date for my birthday, the date and year, I'll admit, to when I was born.
Yeah.
Crystal, you can see if I've done this correctly by telling me what day I'm saying. So 我的生日是 1972年 4 Yue. Then, 20号.
Very good. So you said your birthday is 20th of April 1972. Well done. 很好. 非常好.
Right. I won't ask you to give us the year of your birth. That would be very rude. Is that rude in China?
Nowadays, yes.
It is.
Yes.
Okay.
But yes, there's also another way to ask in a very secret way or discreet way. You can ask which animal sign.
Of course, yeah. Right, we'll come to that in just a moment because I think that will involve some more vocabulary. But if you can just tell us the month and the date of your birthday, we'll see when it can work out.
Okay. 我的生日是12月20号.
12. 二月 So 十二月 is 12 month、mm-hmm. And then the date was
二十号
二十号 That's the 20th
对
The 20th of December
对
Oh, almost Christmas
Can you say Christmas date then?
Oh, that would be 十二月二十五号
Christmas Eve?
Oh, you're just getting complicated here. So Christmas Eve would be 二十月
哦，
十二月二十四日
对，非常好。
I've got to think every single word here. And uh-huh. My brain is on overload, I think. Okay, so far we've learned how to say today is and my birthday is. We also need to learn how to wish people happy birthday.
So happy in Chinese, 快乐。
快乐。
Okay, so happy birthday, we say birthday first, 生日 and then 快乐。
生日快乐。
Birthday happy.
Is that 乐 in there anything to do with the sort of past that we've been looking at?
No, this is like, have we said Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the same 乐.
Right,
happy
of course. Yes. Yeah, so 生日快乐.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if we are able to say my birthday is such and such a date, we also should know how to say when is your birthday. So mm-hmm. how would we say that?
Mm-hmm.So, you should learn when in Chinese. 什么时候。
什么时候。So, that's 什么 that we've come across many
what?
times. What? And what does 时候 literally mean?
时候 could be time.
Time, okay.
Yeah, what time?
Okay, so can I guess this? Would it be your birthday is when? 你的生日是什么时候
非常好、uh-huh.
What are the tones there in 时候
时候
Second, fourth
对
Up, down 你的生日是什么时候
对
Okay, so Crystal 你的生日是什么时候
我的生日是十二月二十号
So we already know that you're the 20th of December Okay, so you ask me, I'll change my birthday this,、
okay.
this time
Younger?
No, I'll not bother with a year.
Mark, 你的生日是什么时候
Okay, 我的生日是五月十七号
So let me guess, you said your birthday is 17th of May.
17th of May. Yeah, that's actually Norwegian National Day. Random fact. I don't know how we would say that in Chinese, but let's not go there just now. Okay, we've talked about dates, we've talked about months, we've talked about days of the week. There is one other aspect that I think we should start at least in this lesson, because we'll be picking it up when we're talking about tourist information and things like that, and that is time. I'm hoping, I'm guessing that time will involve some numbers too.
Indeed.
So how would we say, let's say, 2 o'clock?
Okay, so two we have learned.
Are.
But when you count the quantity, you say 两.
两, that's yeah. right.
So o'clock in Chinese, 点.
点, now that sounds familiar. Is it the same 点 that we talked about phones or something like that? Phone numbers? 电话.
电话.
Oh, different tone.
Different tone, different word.
Different tone. Okay, so it's got nothing to do with electric things. Okay, no. So third tone for this one, 点.
Or 点钟，
点钟。
Mm-hmm. So both can be used.
Middle.
钟 no, it's the same pronunciation, different word. So this 钟 means a clock.
A clock, okay.
So 2 o'clock could be 两点 or 两点钟，
两点钟 or just 两点。
Yeah, 两点 is abbreviation of 两点钟。
Okay, so if 两点 is 2 o'clock, I'm guessing 4 o'clock would be 四点。
对。
And 6 o'clock, 六点。
对。
And so on. Right. So how would we say it is 2 o'clock?
Remember, Mark, we don't translate literally word by word from English to Chinese. So in this case, you see 现在两点。
We've heard 现在 before. Does that mean now?
对。
Okay, because we learned that quite early on. We learned, but now I live in somewhere. 但是现在我住在纽约 or wherever. Okay, so 现在 now.
Two o'clock. 两点。
And I suppose the next natural question is, how do we ask, what time is it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's very easy. We have learned almost all the components.
Okay.
Okay? So what time is it now? You say now first.
Uh-huh. 现在.
Uh-huh. And then you ask how many.
Right. We did that when we were talking about beers, didn't we? Or people.
Yeah.
Is it 几?
几.
Oh, 几, third tone.
Yeah. And then you add the hours.
Which are 点.
点.
So 现在. 几点?
Perfect.
Right. So literally we're asking there, now how many hours?
Mm-hmm.
现在几点?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask one thing about those tones? Mm-hmm. Because I'm saying 几点, third mm-hmm. tone, third tone. Mm-hmm. Does that work the same way as 你好, when the first of those two third tones kind of changes a little?
对,是的.
Can you say uh-huh. then how you would say, what time is it now?
现在几点?
几点, so it almost sounds like a second tone.
Yeah.
几点?
Instead of 几点, I say 几点.
Okay. 现在几点?
非常好.
Right. Crystal, 现在几点?
现在11点40.
Ooh, let me see if I can work this out. You said 十一点. So that's 11 o'clock. And then you said?
四十.
So that's 40, 11:40.
Yeah, exactly.
So we can just add the numbers on afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. Now, there are obviously more times that we need to learn, things like half past and quarter past and quarter to and so on. But I think we need to leave them for the next lesson.
How?
If we're asking the question, what time is it now? It's time to finish. How would we say that?
下课了。下课了。 Class is dismissed.
Class is dismissed, right? That sounds good. Okay, that's it for this lesson. That is indeed it for this lesson, but there's going to be more testing of dates and months and days of the week and so on in our bonus audio materials, where Crystal's going to be testing me and, of course, you on these Chinese words and phrases. That is part of our premium version of the course, and there are also video versions of each lesson and lesson notes, which will help you understand everything more clearly. You can find out all you need to know about that at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Why don't you let us know when your birthday is? We will post the question, 你的生日是什么时候? On our Facebook page, and you can practice your Chinese dates. Don't worry, you don't need to write the year.
You can write the year if you want a little extra practice, but don't feel you need to. We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break Chinese, but until then, as usual,
谢谢,再见。
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.